Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, you and me. Once again, I am Skip LaCour, your mental toughness conditioning coach. Here with you once again, getting you to think about things that you need to think about and the actions that you need to take to become the man that you really want to be, to make your man formation and start experiencing those things in life that you really want, accomplishing those goals, those plans that you've set out to do, becoming that man, living up to that vision that you've taken the time to really think about and create for yourself, that overriding vision of what your life, what you want it to be all about when it's all said and done. I know sometimes you guys are just thinking about how to get through the next day or the next week. I know what that's like. What's the task at hand? When you can think about that big, huge vision, what you're all about, who you are, that impact on a larger scale than just yourself, maybe even more than just your family, right? Your business, more than just a transaction, whatever it is that you do, a set of feelings and emotions that you can deliver at the highest level, impact people's lives. All of those things, consider that vision, and I'll tell you what, that'll make getting through the to-do list of every single day, the challenge that will come along every single day, it'll be make it a lot easier to get through those, to keep your perspective and peace of mind, and just keep on keeping on, that you have that vision for your life clearly identified, and you remind yourself of that every single day. So how are you doing today? Now I'm doing this podcast bright and early on Sunday morning. Are you enjoying your weekend off? All right. Do you steal time? Do you do things to get yourself ahead during this traditional time off for most people? Do you use to steal time to maybe 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, budget an hour here to do the things that other people don't normally do to get yourself ahead? If you don't, that's fine. Whatever the plan is, you might just sprint so hard with so much intensity, effectiveness, and efficiency all week long. It's a great strategy for you to just shut it down for the weekend, enjoy time with your family, your friends, and then kick it up at a level 10 intensity the minute you wake up on Monday. There is no right or wrong way to do it. It's whatever works for you. When we're really honest with ourselves to really evaluate if something is working for us, if that strategy is working, or, you know, like I said, we're just two buddies. We're looking at our lives. We understand that there's that saying that says the tougher that we are on ourselves, the easier life becomes for us. And so when I throw these things out, I have no judgment. I just want the best for you. Just something to think about. Think about if what you're doing is really going to get you where you are. Thank you so much for listening to me. But really, thank you so much for doing this for yourself. You need to congratulate yourself. This definitely is one of those things, stealing that time, even if you're just passively listening to this, that you've budgeted into your busy schedule. You've made it part of your daily discipline, your daily ritual to feed your mind in this manner. And living with that sense of anticipation that there may be one thing that I say, and maybe it's nothing, something so enlightening or brilliant I say that gives you this clarity, and then you start taking action, things just start happening really quickly for you. Maybe there's something that I say is something that you've been kind of thinking about, and I say something that just really kicks you into do something or take a different approach that you've been thinking about. And, you know, when it's just in your own head, sometimes we don't put the pressure on ourselves to actually do it. And so it's just something I say that, you know, wow, I know I got to be doing that. There's what he said is so true. I've been putting this off. Now it's the time to do it. Maybe there's something that I say that makes you kind of relax and really feel your power and appreciate everything that you've been doing up to this point. Again, and maybe instead of grinding yourself down, putting so much pressure on yourself where you're almost causing so much of a lack of enjoyment of the whole process, you're grinding yourself that hard. You know, maybe there's something that I say that makes you just kind of relax and really enjoy the process a lot more and give yourself a well-deserved pat on the back, and you have the hope that if you just keep on doing the same things, it's going to pay off, right? And even if it doesn't pay off as soon or at the highest level, you are totally convinced you're going in the right direction. That could be a real freeing experience right there. Living with that anticipation that everything you do is going to pay off somehow, some way. That's a great place to live. Every movie that you see, every podcast that you listen to, every website that you visit, every click on social media, every movie you watch, every television show, that you're constantly looking for some type of insight, some type of distinction, something that you can learn from somebody else's experience, living in that anticipation. I always say that life is always teaching us lessons. The only question is, are we paying attention to those lessons? And more importantly than just paying attention and learning lessons, we're actually doing something with. We're trying them out. We're experimenting. We're stepping outside of what we feel is comfortable, because achieving those goals, those dreams, that vision for our life is so important for us. We're willing to step out of our comfort zone. Everything that you do in some way, shape, or form is getting you closer to that vision, those goals, those dreams, those feelings that you've taken the time to clearly identify. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Can't tell you how much I appreciate that. That's my business. That's how I take care of my family. And so many of you have sent me so many great emails about how you're supporting Mass Machine Nutrition, some guy who's so willing to put out this type of effort. And you know my sincerity of wanting to help you, that you want to reciprocate my efforts in supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. I definitely want to provide so much value for you, and I am so happy that you've taken the time to show your appreciation, not just by writing me letters, by supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. If you haven't checked out my bodybuilding supplement, Sports Nutrition Line, check it out at massmachinenutrition.com. And Mass Machine Nutrition is available at the world's number one website for bodybuilding supplements, bodybuilding.com. And the short link over to the Mass Machine Nutrition store on bodybuilding.com is sltips.com/3. SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/3. Again, thank you so much for doing that. Hey, make sure that you're on my Morning Connection newsletter. And that short link is sltips.com/22. sltips.com/22. Sign up for that. That's a special list, as you know. As you may know, I have quite an extensive following from my bodybuilding and training efforts over the last 25 years. People who come to me for bodybuilding training, fitness, health, exercise, whatever level you're at, right? I share a lot of information there. So this mental toughness conditioning that I do, that's available on my Morning Connection newsletter, the type of information and inspiration that I share during this Morning Connection podcast, I reserve that to people who are like you, who are looking for this. You're a little bit more clear that what you're doing right now is affected by the way you think and take action. And whether you're trying to build muscle or lose body fat or have the relationship of your dreams or build a business or start a business or get a promotion at your job, develop that overall quality of your life. This mental toughness conditioning is the key. Now, at the same time, I don't force this upon people. You know, sometimes people have to go through their journey, their process. I definitely was a person like that myself, too. I didn't listen to every coach or guru or expert that came into my life. Even the ones that I got in the presence of took a lot of time and energy, and they had a certain way of looking at things or doing advice for me. I didn't necessarily know how important that was in my life, how important it was for me to follow that advice to get to where I want it. And I absorbed that type of information, but it may have been months, if not years, until it hit home and I actually executed it. Now, I'm very thankful that I was exposed to it, but at the same time, you know, everybody has to go through their journey when this information is going to hit home for them. So I don't force this upon just everybody who comes to my path. So if you are the type of person that this mental toughness conditioning, this motivation, these mental strategies, however you want to describe this life coaching or whatever, however you describe it, right? If you're that type of person who listens to this type of podcast, then you want to get on that Morning Connection newsletter too. Again, sltips.com/22. And I'll send you, there's a lot of different things with it, a lot of short things for you to think about every single day. I have it scheduled for you bright and early in the morning in your email. We go through our 10-second daily disciplines. And you'll see that in addition to short writing, there will be some audio clips. There'll be some videos, whatever it takes. I mean, we all learn in different ways. We all get motivated in different ways. And, you know, it's just interesting as people go through all the Morning Connection newsletter, the entries every single day, the emails, you know, they'll send me an email, oh, wow, this one really hit home for me. And it's just random. Different people, it hits them in different way at different times. So it's really fun for me to get that type of feedback. Again, I appreciate your feedback, that you appreciate the efforts that I am putting out to help you, but it's fun. It's interesting to see what hits you at what particular phase or time in your life. All right, so make sure that you're on that Morning Connection newsletter and get your daily dose of this mental toughness conditioning, this coaching in addition to this podcast every single day. You know, one thing that we all think about, it's personal development, and that's how we improve ourselves. That's what this is really all about. One thing that you always hear me talk about is that the quality of your life is how you get other people to come along for your vision, your dream, your plans, your ideas, how you sell yourself to other people. Now, if you've got great people in your life, maybe you're in a great relationship, you're with a person you really love and who really supports you, right? Or you work at a great company, great boss, or you have great employees. You know how, well, I hope you appreciate how much easier that's making your life. It's not just this journey all by yourself, how powerful you are, all the things that you can do. The journey is a lot easier because you are the type of person to attract those great people. Somehow you were, it's more than being fortunate or lucky. You know, you got yourself in the right environment of people and it's making your journey a lot easier. And it's not easy, even with great people in your life. You got to get up every single day with your game face on. You got to think about these things that we talk about. You got to push yourself to strive to be even better than you were before. All right, so we're all on our journey, our game, our challenge to become better. It does make it a lot easier when you have great people in your life. However you came across them, right? Somehow to keep them, you have to be the type of man that is worthy to have those people in your life, right? You've earned that. And like I said, maybe you're lucky that you originally ran into these people, but you've earned it by sustaining those relationships. I don't know. I'm sure that somewhere in your life that you may have done things, you look back and, man, you were a jerk or you didn't appreciate the person as much as you should have. And then, you know, that relationship dissipated and, you know, you really didn't think too much of it then or where the fault or the blame should have gone. Maybe you, at that time, you just kind of blame them or it just happened. And then you may look back and say, wow, maybe I wasn't the type of man to sustain that type of relationship. Maybe it was my fault, right? We've all been in those situations before. The point that I'm making is if you have all these great people around you, you have this great relationship, you need to congratulate yourself. You need to appreciate the fact that you have earned that relationship by the person you are, the man you are, the things that you do, or it would be gone, right? Well, so we all, if you're in that place, congratulations, nurture it, continue to develop it. As you know, it's making life a whole lot easier. Now, if you're not in that place, and I think that to some degree, we all can use the help of other people in our lives to make our journey a lot easier. And maybe this is a thing that frustrates a lot of us during our journey, no matter, you know, what kind of team that you've assembled. It's like, man, if I can just get this one person or this group or this organization to see things my way, to see what I have to offer, and maybe put in a little bit more effort. And again, this could be in a friendship, an intimate relationship. It could be your employer or your employees, whatever it might be. You know, if you could just sell them on your dream and your vision just a little bit more, all right, get that teamwork going. Get them to want to play ball. And you're the type of person who wants to add value to their life too, so you're not looking at some one-way street. And how do you do that? You know, and a lot of times we spend time, you know, we work on ourselves. If you're the type of person to listen to this podcast, I am sure that is true of you. And we sometimes look at other people and say, well, this person, I need more of this. I need more of this. I need more of this from them to make this work. I wish that they would get on board. I wish they would step up their game. Well, just for a moment, what I want you to do is think about your situation. Just for a moment and think about, what is it from their perspective? If you were just open and honest, hey, we're just two buddies. We're just two brothers talking about life. You know, this isn't something that you necessarily have to share with the world, but in your pursuit of becoming the best man that you can be, what are some things from their perspective that they would say that you need to step up your game? You need to improve upon. You need to put more of a priority on. Right? And I don't mean for you to beat yourself up. Right? I know that maybe some of you guys right now are going through a period of life where, man, you don't want any more criticism. Life isn't going very well. You know you're screwing up. You know you got to turn things around. You know you're not doing the things that you should do. If you're in that place, man, I tell you, I know what that's like. Just keep on doing these things that we're talking about. Little by little, you can turn that around. So, you know, if you're in that place, that might be challenging in a way to beat yourself up a little bit more while you're down, right? But again, the tougher that we are on ourselves now, the easier life becomes. And again, from the other people's perspective, you know, what do you need to do? How do you need to step up your game? How do you need to become a better man to attract better people in your life, to get the people in your life to want to play ball at a higher level? And sometimes it is a tough question. And the reason why is because you know what type of great guy you are. You know how much effort you put in. You know that in your heart that you're that great guy who only has the best intentions. You don't want to put off anybody. You don't want to hurt anybody. I believe that about you. There's nothing that you go out of your way to do to hurt other people, to inconvenience other people, to make their life more difficult. Right? But sometimes we're blind to our own challenges. Or, you know, what we do is we give ourselves maybe too much of a break. Maybe we're not tough enough on ourselves. And what I mean by that is, you know, when we get into like relationships with our loved ones, our family members, or even, you know, our employers or bosses or, you know, or the people who work for us. You know, we might say, you know, I'm just human. I'm a great guy. Everybody makes mistakes. That really isn't a big deal. Or, yeah, I know I can improve upon it, but, you know, my spouse should love me anyway, through thick and thin with all my faults. You know, that type of attitude, which is true. But relying on the other person's understanding and love and patience, maybe too much, takes the pressure for you to step up your game. And to take that one extra second to follow through, to be on time, to be enthusiastic when you're with them, to bring them up instead of always expecting them to deal with you being flat or not being enthusiastic, all right, or not being motivated. They're going to love you anyway, or that's your hope. You know, instead of putting a little bit more pressure on yourself to, you know, step it up, have your game face on, to ask a little bit more of yourself instead of asking them to lower their expectations and be more loving, kind, and understanding. Right, that's looking at it. It seems like just a small distinction, but it's really huge. You know, what is it that you know that you need to step up your game? And maybe you've been just a little bit too easy on yourself. And maybe if you just look at it from that perspective, it's not going to take a whole lot of effort or a whole lot of time to change that, you know, about you to become more attractive, more valuable to other people's lives, those important people's lives. Maybe it's not going to take all this time, energy, and effort. Maybe it's just a shift in your mindset to say, you know what, I'm a great guy. I have the best intentions. I work really hard. I'm not just going to rely on that. There are areas of my life that I can step it up. It won't take me a whole lot of effort. It just takes a little bit more focus, and that's what I really need to do. If I really want to attract quality people in my life, I've got to be that quality guy. Something just to think about. Again, I believe that when you take it from that perspective without beating yourself up, you might find out that it doesn't take all this effort. I mean, think about that. What would be three areas in your life? They don't have to be big, huge things. If you just paid a little bit more attention, that would make you so much more valuable to other people, those important people in your life. You'd have more of an influence. You'd help the whole process, help the whole relationship, bring them up a level or two where you maybe have been slacking a little and, you know, relying too much on the fact that you're a good guy who works really hard, who has the best intentions. And all that's great. I don't want to take away from that. But sometimes, again, just that shift in the mindset won't even take a lot of energy. Just some things to think about. We know that we want to attract people who can add to the quality of our lives, not drag us down, not distract us. Talked about that on the More Than Just Muscles podcast just yesterday about the quality of the people in your life, the people around you, the average of the five people who you spend the most time with. You know better, you know worse. That's the influence of other people, whether you realize it or not. But what is it going to take for you? So when people say, man, I have great quality people in my life, and they're not just great, he's not just a great guy, he doesn't just have a good heart and has the best intention, this guy comes through, what do you need to do to become that type of person for the people around you? How about this question? If you sometimes complain about the quality of people in your life, and you know how important that is, what would it take for you to attract a higher quality of people? Meaning that if you were in that higher group, right, can you do it just the way you are? Is just the way you are enough to hang in that group of winners at a higher level? Or would you need to step up your game? And that might be an interesting question to ask yourself. If you really believe that you are in some way, shape, or form responsible for the people who you spend the most time with, that it's decisions that you're making, that is the average, you are the average of the five people you hang around, and you don't say, what are you talking about? I am so way better than the people I hang around. And if that's true, then why are you in that environment when you realize how important those quality of people are to your life? Why are you doing that to yourself? Why aren't you in that higher group of people? What would it take for you to hang in that group? What are the things that you need to improve upon, even though you're a great person, a great guy, good heart, best intentions, and a hard worker? There's some things to think about. I don't know what those answers are. Let me know if you think that that's helpful in any way as you go along this journey towards becoming the best man that you can be, making your man formation. So let's talk. Let's do our 10-second daily disciplines like we do every single day. Again, play all out. You know what I'm going to say if you've been listening to this podcast. Here we are in Morning Connection Podcast, number 130. So you know what I'm going to, the questions that I'm going to ask you, I want you to play full out. It's like going to the gym. Yeah, you can show up to the gym. You can even kind of get some benefits by just kind of showing up and putting some type of effort in there. When you play full out, when you give the best effort that you can at that particular moment, there's always a higher level, but when you put that kind of effort in that particular moment, you get stronger and stronger and stronger. You raise your standards. Before you know it, you're just a training machine, a workout machine, an exercise machine who has standards and the ability to produce at such a high level because you worked on it. You played full out every single workout, every single training session. All right. And so when I do this, you know what I'm going to say? You know what I'm going to ask you? Play at a higher level. Push yourself every single time. So what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? It built self-confidence. You know, maybe yesterday being Saturday, maybe you shut the door, broke away from your family, and you spent 2 hours listening to or watching videos or listening to audio recordings of something that's going to put you ahead. And the 2 hours seemed to fly by. You made a sacrifice from being away from your family, but you know it's just little by little. It's going to help them at a higher level. It's going to help you at a higher level because you know you have to somehow, some way, budget in that time to introduce new thoughts so you can take new actions to become a better man, to make that man formation. Maybe you signed up for the Morning Connection newsletter at sltips.com/22. Maybe you invested in the Man Formation program. Maybe you've been hearing me talk about it. Maybe you saw all the endorsements about guys making their man formation. Maybe you said, look, man, this is a great investment. I've been listening to Skip. You go to Man Formation, manformation.com. You read about the program. And finally, instead of just sitting on the sidelines, you said, you know what? This is going to feel good just to put my faith and trust, just to take action, to take the leap of faith that I'm going to, for this small investment, I'm going to learn 5, 10, 20 distinctions that can totally change the direction of my life. Now is the time for me to do it. Maybe it's just something like that where you showed some courage, confidence, trust, and you took action. What was it for you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want that would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, you exercising with this mental toughness conditioning with me every single day in this Morning Connection podcast. You're playing out just as to my level or higher every single day when you're listening to this podcast that I'm producing 6 days a week, 7 days a week, when you want to, if you want to include my More Than Just Muscles Saturday podcast where we're talking about the same stuff. You're reading the Morning Connection newsletter, and you're doing even more than that. Maybe this is the time where you're going to sign up for one-on-one coaching with me, that Man Formation coaching. I don't know. What is it? It's going to take that type of movement, action, making the right decisions, being courageous. You're going to have to do that for months, if not years, to achieve this big, huge goal. And if it's going to take a shorter time period than that, then it's not a big enough goal. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to those results that you really want? Remember, we're really results-driven. And then I'm always going to remind you, what are those results that you're after? All right, that's our Morning Connection for today. Hey, enjoy your weekend, all right? And I'll be here for you tomorrow. We'll connect again tomorrow. Have a great day.